Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, before we come to our great gardens, we want to talk about the new British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, because he's heading to Washington today as he meets Joe Biden at the latest NATO summit. And this comes as the former Labour leader, Tony Blair, intervened again this morning, calling for the UK to embrace technology and artificial intelligence to improve productivity and stave off tax increases. For more on this, we're joined by George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. So George, Keir Starmer is off to Washington for this NATO summit, his first meeting as Prime Minister with Joe Biden. The emphasis of the meeting, Ukraine will be talked about also, but the relationship between the two countries will be first and foremost. And the background to all of this, of course, is the pressure that Joe Biden is under when it comes to him staying in the presidential race.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind start to the job for Keir Starmer. He's been on a tour of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. He's met all the city mayors this morning. He's had a cabinet meeting. And as you say, he's later on going to Washington for the NATO summit, meeting President Biden in the White House tomorrow. And it's going to be a very interesting meeting on lots of different levels. Obviously, Joe Biden under massive pressure from his own Democratic Party to step aside. And you know, Keir Starmer, I'm sure, will be diplomatic. I don't think we'll be getting any briefing from the British side about the mental state of the US president. It's obviously a very, very important meeting for any British prime minister to meet the US president for the first time. But there will be nervousness on the British government side. I mean, clearly, with a Labour government in London, they will be preferring there to be a Democratic president in the White House after November's elections. Mm-hmm. But you know, there will be fears that Donald Trump is waiting in the wings, and that's going to complicate things.
Yeah. Now, coming back then to what's been happening this morning. So we had Tony Blair on the Radio 4 Today programme. He also had a very lengthy and prominent piece in the Sunday Times with lots of advice for Keir Starmer. Are those high profile interventions helpful and welcome, would you say?
I wouldn't say they're especially helpful because, you know, it's Blair sort of hogging the limelight a bit at a time when we've just had the first, you know, Labour government sweeping a Tory party out of office since Blair's own victory back in 1997. So it is an odd thing. I mean, the timing is explained partly by the fact that Blair has an annual conference for his institute, his sort of global think tank, starting today. And, you know, he didn't know the election was going to take place in July and so forth. But I'm not sure it's entirely helpful. One of the things I think is interesting, and the thing that Tony Blair is obsessed about more than anything else these days, is the potential of artificial intelligence to change the way that governments run and the way public services are delivered. And I think he's trying to condition the British public to thinking that AI is not necessarily something to be feared, but something to be embraced. And that could be helpful for the incoming Labour government, because plainly, if you can use AI in a sensible way, save money, that spares cash for other priorities.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that has been interesting over the last few days is this immediate decision by Keir Starmer and the Labour government to get rid of the term levelling up. And that was a key part of Boris Johnson's 2019 election campaign to reduce inequality. What does that decision say, George, about Labour's intent with this issue?
Well, I don't think it suggests they're any less enthusiastic about spreading wealth around the country. We have a very unequal economy, as you know, in the UK. But rather the fact that levelling up became a discredited expression associated, as you say, with Boris Johnson. And the fact is, levelling up didn't work. People were promised a lot by Boris Johnson. The money didn't flow, partly because of COVID, of course, wiping out the public finances. But if you look at the electoral map of the UK now, you can see that all those seats that voted Conservative in 2019 when Boris Johnson was promising them the moon have almost all gone back to the Labour Party. So I don't think we're going to hear much more of levelling up, but the fact that Keir Starmer was meeting all the city and urban metro mayors this morning at 7:30 is a sign, I think, that they take regional distribution of money very seriously indeed.
George, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on all of that. That's George Parker there. Coming up, Europe's Greatest Gardens.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.